Part 1. Mandy. Chapter 1. Cherry Stone, Washington. Emily Kenyon was proud of her deep blue suit and the polished silver star of the sheriff's office on her jacket, yet the idea of an A-line skirt in late November was more than her thin blood could take. Why wasn't there a pants option? She was the first female sheriff for Cherry Stone, but surely someone had thought that through before. It was an annoyance on chilly November days, and thankfully she only had to wear the suit for official occasions that had more to do with public relations than law enforcement. Moreover, she had the sneaking suspicion the get-up made her look like a flight attendant as much as anything. That afternoon she had lunch with the Rotary Club to kick off the annual Teddy Bears for Tots fundraiser, a statewide drive in which officers collected plush teddy bears for the littlest victims of crimes, accidents, and fires. Emily spoke for 5 minutes, shook the hands of several Rotary officers, and thanked them for the teamwork that makes us great. The line felt hokey. Even so, the crowd applauded. As she exited the restaurant banquet room, she needed a warmer coat than her old trench coat if she wanted to keep from freezing. She ran through her mental list of things that had to be done. She needed to get her roots touched up at the salon. She also had to do something with the turkey carcass that occupied the top shelf in her refrigerator, following Thanksgiving with Jenna, her 22-year-old daughter, Chris Collier, her boyfriend, though she loathed the idea of a grown man being called a boyfriend, and her friend, Olga Serino. Her cell rang. It was Jason Howard, her deputy.
"Kenyon here," she said.
"Hi, Sheriff. It's Jason."
That they even bothered to identify themselves was almost a...